Tuesday, 29th of April, Tessa Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Aranovitz, Sophia Rata Omer.
Good morning, everybody. Shkurs to the organizers, and thank you all for your understanding. The traffic was much worse than I thought it would be. Sophia Rata Omer. I'll try to make it as understandable as possible and get as much of it in as possible. Sphira Sa'omer really only takes up very little in the Shulchan Aruch, receives minimal attention in the Gemara. In Menachos, we're told that there's a Machlekes, Abaya holds that we have a Tzivui to count the days, as well as the Tzivui, the Mitzvah, to count the weeks. A view that was followed by the Talmidim of Rav Ashi. By contrast, Amema holds that while there is a commandment to count the days, the Yomim, there's no mitzvah to count the Shavuos. Why? Because it's only a zecha of what was done in the Mikdash. But there are a number of machlokes in that arose subsequent to the Gemara about Tzivos Omer. I'd like to take them all together and see what they are, the different angles that we can have a machlokes about the sphira and what it entails and how to do it, and try to bring them together with a theme. So let's find the three major machlokesim among the Rishonim and the Achronim about Tzivos Omer. Number one, is the mitzvah of Tzivos Omer today the Raisa of the Rabbanon? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tzmidim Nusafim and the Sefer Achinuch, they say that after the Churban Habayis, still the mitzvah of Tzivos Omer is Doraisa. And they understand that the Gemara in Menachos is a machlokes between the Chachamim and Amena, and that the Chachamim, they hold that the Sphira is not just a Zecha of what once was, but we still have the mitzvah of Tzivos Omer today. But most other Rishonim, however, they hold the Svar of Amema and say that Lamaisa today we don't have a mitzvah Svira Sa'omer Daraisa, but rather we have a mitzvah Svira as a Zecha to what was once was. And that the Machlokes in the Gemara is really about what to count, days and weeks, or weeks alone. So that's the first Machlokes. Daraisa is the Rabbanon. Then we have a second Machlokes. Do we have a concept of Shemeya Ka'omer? And this is something that everybody speaks about right through Chol HaMoed, and perhaps you've already heard about it here at Torahway. Shemeya Ka'omer, which is exactly as it sounds, or is it exactly as it sounds, that by the counting of the Omer, do we have the idea of Shemeya Ka'omer like we do by other mitzvahs, where the way of being a kind of mitzvah is verbal in nature, that it comes about through an amira, where the mitzvah sipu, you can only do that with our mouths, it doesn't help to go on the first night and like this on the fifth night, but rather we have to actually say it. So by other mitzvahs, sometimes when somebody says it, he can be moisi somebody else. So do we have that same privilege by Tzivos Omer, or do we have to say it ourselves? Each person has the individual mitzvah himself. Then we have a third machlokes, which I know that this year has already been dealt with here on Torahway. That is the 49-day period one unit, or is it composed of 49 individual units? So Tosfos in Menachos, he brings the Bahag that says when the Torah says that we need to count Tamimus, that they have to be perfect, they have to be complete these days, it means that it's all one unit, and thus somebody who misses out one day, he's lost out on the whole mitzvah. Tosfos himself says that the word tamimus only means that the counting has to be done at night, but in reality, each day is its own unit. And thus, who misses one day can continue counting. Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, the Maaseh hold like this, but because of the Sofek, they say that we don't make a brocha if we do miss out, but we should still continue. So we have three machlokes in. First one is the Daraisa of the Rabbanon. Second one, Shemeya Ka'omer. And the third one, what's Tamimus? Is it one big unit or is it 49 individual units? So given these three machlokes in, let's try and understand what Tzivos Omer is all about And then we can try bring together all these matlotasim. So we have two ways of looking at it. The first one is that the days, the actual days of Sfiras HaOmer, have no intrinsic value. But rather, they're there to serve as a time where we're meant to prepare for Shavuos. We came out of Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th level of Tumah, and we came through to Matan Torah. We had to prepare ourselves. It didn't just happen like that. There wasn't any extra special makkah or any extra special nace like Kriyas Yom Suf, where we could just be elevated just like that, but we had to work our way up. And as each day and each week passes, we draw ever closer towards that important day. So each day is one more level to achieving our goal. So thus the focus is on the particulars. Each day is another level closer to the ultimate goal. And thus each day counts. Alternatively, we can see the days of the Sfiras HaOmer have a value in and of themselves. How? That we take each day and we focus on each day rather than coming to the ultimate goal and focusing on something each day. That today I'm a winner, today I'm a winner. There are two different ways of approaching the growth. I can either grow to a final goal, or I can say, this counts, this counts, this counts, this counts. The moshul is given by the Dugna Magid of two beggars who used to go around collecting. And every day they used to go back to where they used to stay. And the one used to go out to the pub and spend all his money. He used to go to the tavern, he used to spend all his money. And the other beggar, he used to take all his money and save it up. And eventually he managed to invest it and he was no longer a beggar. So these two beggars will both argue that they have the right approach to life. He'll say, I'm happy, I get what I want every day. And the other beggar will say, I'm happy because at the end of the day I'll have everything I want. So they're two different approaches to life. Okay, we know at the end of the day that going to the pub and spending one's money isn't the right thing to do. But there may be other ways of buying happiness. There may be. So, but these are two different approaches. Do you focus on the individuality or do you focus on the final the final goal? So with this in mind, let's go look back at the Machlokesim. With regard to the status of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer today, it would seem that most Rishonim view this time in its focus on the Yidden. This comes from the Kavan HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem, that everything is a winning idea. You take the Kavan HaOmer, you take the Shtei HaLechem, every mitzvah is in and of itself, and everything's there for the Yidden to win. These mitzvahs, however, the Kavan HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem, and all the special mitzvahs of the time of Sfiras HaOmer, where everything was individual, they are only there at the time that the Beit HaMikdash is there. Today, our mitzvahs that we have at the time of Sfiras HaOmer, they're not the same as the mitzvahs that we had at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. So as a result, the etzem individuality of each day, the way we look at it, can only be there at the time the Beit HaMikdash is there. So today we can only have it as a zecher. And because the Beit HaMikdash is gone, it becomes the Rabbanon. By contrast, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, who say that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer has nothing to do with the different kavanos and everything which was born in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather they hold that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah in and of itself. We have a sphera that we have to count. So it's not the etzem mitzvahs that one has to go to every day, but it's a big picture that you eventually get to. That's the way the mitzvah was given. It was given to us to count from the beginning right through to the end, regardless of whether we bring the kabbalas or not. So that they look at the big picture, they're going to the final goal, and they hold that it's still daraisa today. Let's look at Shemer Ka'ina. Shemer Ka'ina, Rashi holds that the focus is on each individual and on every detail. By Sfiras HaOmer, we focus on the individual and the detail. There's always the focus on the little bits. So he holds that the focus is on the little bits. Every detail counts. So I can't ask you to do my little ideas, and you can't ask me to do your little ideas. I have to do everything for myself. It's my mitzvah. It's my growth every day. And you have to do everything for yourself. It's your mitzvah, your growth every day. So I can't get you to count for me. On the other hand, the Pichadosh, he holds that the Sfiris HaOmer has intrinsic value. The entire Sfiris HaOmer. We look at the whole thing. It's a mitzvah on the nation as a whole. We look at the big picture. We look at the final goal. And this being the case, one person can count for another. Because at the end of the day, we're all part of Klal Yisrael. And if I do one thing and we're all going towards one common goal as one common people, we can all count for each other. Then we have the third machlokes. Are we dealing with one integrated unit or 49 distinct units? The Baha'i seems to feel that there's a value to the days of Sfiris HaOmer on their own. And there's a connection between them and the entire Jewish people. So they can function as one whole unit. Because even though the days have a value on their own, but because we have to come to one final unit, and everybody has to be involved, the entire Klal Yisrael, if a person misses one day, it messes it up and he can no longer continue to count. But Tosis holds that everything is one day, one day, one day, one day. It's not the final goal that we get to. And thus, if a person misses one day, he continues on his march to Matan Torah and HaSinai. So I'd like to focus now on these two approaches, focusing on an entire picture or focusing on something individual. We're now in the time of Sfira. It's a time for contemplation. We're all moving towards Matan Torah. And are we concentrating on ourselves or are we concentrating on the club? Many of us, we live busy lives. It's very hard to concentrate on the cloud. It's very hard to concentrate on the big picture. We all think that we are concentrating on the big picture. We'll eventually get there. We're moving towards there. And hopefully if we go and participate in Shiurim and we invite friends around for Yom Tov and we go and help make the minyan, Baruch Hashem, that's the big picture. But it's not the big picture. It's not the big picture at all. Because where did Sfiris HaOmer come from? We mentioned before that Klal Yisrael were at the lowest level of Tumah and Mitzrayim, and they had to work their way up. People had to work their way up. They had to come to Matan Torah holding at the highest level possible, because one can only receive the Torah when everyone's there together. Here in Klal Yisrael, we're in a situation where not everyone is holding at a level where we are. A lot of people have never opened the Gemara. A lot of people have barely opened a siddur. People ask me, I'm out in the country. People ask me, what interesting shilas did you get for Pesach? They want to hear jokes. They want to hear jokes. But it's not a joke. A person asks me, Rabbi, how do I kasher a toaster for Pesach? And I say, well, what are you going to use it for? And there's silence on the other end, and then they chaf, what am I kashering a toaster for? These people are lost. These people are there exactly where we were over 3,000 years ago in Mitzrayim. They're holding there. How are we going to bring them up? How are we all going to come to Matan Torah? Do we understand? Do we know exactly where they're holding? That there are people who aren't going to Minyanim. People, Sadarim, I held my first Seder this year. I made my first Seder this year for people. They said to me they've never been to a proper Seder before. And these are people who traditionally Pesach nights, they get together with their family, they sit down, they have arba kosos, l'chaim cups, not even full. They have l'chaim cups there, one after the other, and then they chat. And they probably have donuts and bread as well at the same time. It's gefährlich what's going on out there. And we have to understand that yes, we are doing the right thing, hopefully, by looking at ourselves and looking at it from the individual level, doing the tumimus for ourselves. That each day we can focus on each day. But if we take all these machlokes in and all these approaches, lemaisa, they're all true. Elu ve'elu. Why? Because we have to focus on ourselves and we have to focus on the klal as well. We have to bring the klal towards Matan Torah. The Chofetz Chaim gives a moshul on how we can focus on life. How we learn to focus on life, can we focus on life in the right way? He says there was once a Yid, and he was terribly poor. He couldn't make any money, he couldn't make ends meet, and he wasn't putting aside any money from the little he collected to eventually go and invest it in business. And one day he heard about an island where there the island was paved with diamonds on the streets and the buildings were made of gold, and he was told, go out to this island and you'll become rich. So he went round to his friends and he asked them, please, do you have some money? I want to buy. Eventually he found a ticket one way to this island. He got onto the ship, and many weeks later he arrived at this island. And he comes off the ship and he sees, Taka, it's true. Gold, diamonds, sapphires, rubies. And he runs off the ship and he starts filling out his pockets. He's so excited. And everyone says to him, Meshuggah, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you filling your pockets for? We have so much of this. Forget about the diamonds. Forget about the gold. You want to become rich? The business on this island? Schmaltz. Go into the schmaltz business, you'll become a millionaire. He says, no, okay, fine. He goes, he buys the chicken, he makes some soup, he lets it settle overnight. In the morning he scoops a little bit of schmaltz off, and he goes and he sells it, gewaldige schmaltz. So he invests in the chicken business, and eventually he builds up the schmaltz empire on the island. He's a multi-millionaire. His number plate says Schmaltz 1. He's Mr. Schmaltz. So, fine, after he's made all his money, he says, you know, I remember my family, I've got to go back to my family. So he sells up his empire, the corporation, and off he goes back home. He commissions a ship and he goes back home. He gets home and his family are waiting for him there at the harbour. And they say, no, where's the money? He says, oh, do I have it to show you? So they say, no, where is it? Where is it? So he says, there it is. And there the porters are schlepping off these smelly barrels of schmaltz. So his family burst out crying. What are you doing? What's the schmaltz? He says, schmaltz, we're millionaires. You don't realize how much the schmaltz is worth. So they said, what are you talking about? You can go buy schmaltz anywhere here. It's worth nothing. So he said, of course it's worth something. People put value to it. Of course it's worth something. They said, you're a meshuggah. And they burst out crying and went through his bags. Eventually they found those trousers that he'd been wearing the day he came to the island. And they found those coins, and they said, now we can live happily ever after. How many of us believe what we're told here, whether it's the way we're meant to earn our money, where we're meant to put our priorities, both in our personal life, both in the club? We're told by people what to do, how to do, where to do it, what we should listen to, what we shouldn't listen to. And I don't mean about the schmutz that's out there. I mean about what will make us grow. But how many of us really have clear direction? How many of us are grabbing those diamonds, grabbing that gold, grabbing that silver? Or how many of us are grabbing the schmaltz? How many of us will come to it at the end of the day and say, we have diamonds, we have rubies, we have sapphires. And part of those diamonds, those rubies, those sapphires are to schlep everyone along with us. Those are capable of being diamonds. Those are capable of being sapphires. We can be rich ourselves. Do we want to bring everyone with us to be rich? Do we want to sit at a seder at the end of the day, at the end of time, when Mashiach comes, end of time as we know it now, when Mashiach comes, and sit together with everybody at that seder, all drinking a proper shir, all eating a proper shir? Or do we want that people should have their l'chaim glasses? Are we focusing on the individuality and not on the klal? Or are we only focusing on the cloud and not on our own personal lives? These are the aspects of sphere which we'll have to bring out through these three machlokesim, and to find those common threads of focusing on the cloud and focusing on the individuality. Those are the lessons that we need to take out of sphere, to bring everyone with us and to take ourselves forward, so that we can all be standing at Matan Torah like it was back then, when every single Yid came out of Mitzrayim and came to Matan Torah, all at the same level. May that day come. Amen.